Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL yesterday, Graham Gano hit 4 field goals and the Giants bested the Bengals 19-17. They now lead the NFC East at 4-7. Also, the Bills blew most of an 18-point lead before rallying to beat the Chargers 27-17. The Dolphins ripped the Jets 20-3. The Patriots edged the Cardinals 20-17. The Packers routed the Bears 41-25. And the Saints destroyed the Broncos 31-3. Denver was forced to play without its top 4 quarterbacks due to the coronavirus pandemic and pressed rookie wide receiver Kendall Hilton into services under center. He completed just 1 of his 9 passes for 13 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Meanwhile, the NFL has fined the Saints $500,000 and stripped them of a 2021 draft pick for violating COVID-19 protocols. The Patriots have reportedly been fined $350,000 for similar violations. And the Ravens, they have 20 players currently on the COVID-19 reserve list, the worst outbreak of any team so far this season. They now have 3 defensive linemen and 1 quarterback available for tomorrow's rescheduled game at Pittsburgh. In women's college basketball yesterday, Syracuse topped Stony Brook 50-39, Army took down Iona 67-52, and Boston College overcame UMass in overtime 90-82. And in NBA news, the Celtics have completed a sign-and-trade deal that sends forward Gordon Hayward to the Hornets. Boston also shipped unprotected 2023 and 2024 second-round draft picks to Charlotte for a heavily protected 2022 second-round selection. Hayward previously agreed to a 4-year, $120 million deal to join the Hornets. I'm Jesse King.